Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeff Schnepper is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a financial tax and legal advisor. He's a Microsoft's MSN money tax expert. He's the USA Today's economic expert, or their editor, I should say. He's the author of a book that's been out now for a couple of generations, 33rd edition, the 2016 edition of How to Pay Zero Taxes. And he's our new friend, Jeff Schnepper. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on a great run. I'm only in my 19th year of the Small Business Advocate Show, so you're my hero. I'm proud of you keeping this going. So, okay, one of the things that I would really like for you to focus on for a few minutes are some opportunities that a lot of small business owners still don't know about, and that's how to use benefits for employees in a way that neither one of you have to pay taxes.
Well, here's some examples. There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can offer to your employees that you can deduct that is not taxable to the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a win-win on both sides. Now everybody's familiar with, you know, hospitalization premiums. Your employee pays for your health insurance. He deducts it. You don't have to pay any tax on it. That's an easy one. But let's get a little more sophisticated.
Let's give an example. So let's just say health care. If an employee, a small business, I'm talking about with two or three employees,
right,
pays for, if the employees buy their own insurance and the employer pays them for that insurance, is that?
No, don't do it that way.
You can't do it that. That's wrong, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, with Obamacare, you got all kinds of stuff, and
right,
you got to be real careful. You got to dot your I's, cross your T's. Plain vanilla, keep it nice and simple. The employer gets a group policy that covers each of the three employees.
Mm-hmm.
The employer pays all the premiums, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, that way, it's an expense to the employer, and it's a benefit, a non-taxable benefit to the employee.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now let's get, you know, that's done all the time. That's you know, plain vanilla. How many employees can buy group life insurance for their employees? An employer can purchase up to $50,000 worth of group life insurance for the employee,
mm-hmm,
protect the employee's family. The premiums that the employer pays, fully deductible. The value to the employee, non-taxable,
mm-hmm,
tax-free. But I want these are plain vanilla things.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a little more sophisticated.
All right.
The kind of stuff that people just are not aware of.
Okay.
All right. And there's a provision in the code that says that if it's for the convenience of the employer, an employer can provide meals and sometimes even lodging to the employee,
mm-hmm,
tax-free to the employee and deductible to the employer. Let me give you an example. When I was working as a college professor at the American College in Bryn Mawr, they provided all of the employees with free lunch,
mm-hmm,
all we can eat, non-taxable to us, tax deductible to the college.
Right.
And the reason for that was it was for their convenience. They didn't want us going off campus to go,
right,
look for places to eat. So they provided us a cafeteria with free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
There is such thing as a free lunch. That's what we had.
All right. What's another example?
Accident and health plans. The premiums on accident and health plans are deductible. Merchandise distributed to employees on holidays. You know, that's your traditional turkey.
Right.
That's deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Expenses of your employer. If it was the employer's expense and you laid it out, and the employer reimburses you, free for you. Let me give you a simple example. Another example, we were talking about meals, lunch money, dinner money. If you have to work during lunch and your employer gives you lunch money to cover your lunch while you're working, deductible.
Right.
Dinner money. You work overtime. You're working late. Employer feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
Deductible. Not even deductible. Excuse me. My apologies. I'm using the wrong word. It's not deductible. It's not even included
not
in your
included
income.
In your income, yeah. So what if an employer needed to an employee to who lived moved away. They moved 2 hours away, and they had to stay. And part of their work, part of their agreeing to stay with the company, is they had to. They only had to work or stay in town 3 days a week, and they stayed in an apartment or a hotel or something like that. Is that something on an ongoing basis? Is that deductible?
Well, let's be careful. Let me make sure that I understand what's going on. The employer is providing a room for
right.
the employee.
Part of the time, part time.
A part time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here's the problem. The employee is not away from the employee's home. When we talk about the employee's home, we're talking about the location where the employee is working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the employer could provide it, but it would not be tax-free to the employee.
It's not like traveling for the business. Is what
that's,
you're
that, 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 that's correct.
All right.
Okay. There are lots of stuff that can be done. If you want to talk about deductions that you can get, for your employee as opposed to non-taxable, hire your kids.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest benefits you can have as a small employer is that you can hire children as young as age 7. There's a tax court case called the Eller case, E-L-L-E-R, that validated a mobile home park owner
mm-hmm.
Hiring his child to work for him
and paying the child
legitimate wages
mm-hmm.
and those wages are
when I grew up on a farm, Jeff, my dad pushed that envelope very well.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't do the pay part. He did the work part, but he didn't do the pay part. I need your website quickly, Jeff. Quickly, your website.
Well, website, I don't have a website. You can pick up the book at any major bookstore.
Wherever
you can get
books
it.
Are sold. How to pay zero taxes. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.